watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Eyes became the first U.S. top 10 hit for the Guess Who in 1969. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat, and where it's time to hit the dance floor for a bit of instruction from the Ray Bryant Combo.
It's Madison time. Hit it. Looking good, a big strong line. When I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back with a big strong turn and back to the Madison. Hit top. You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back, double cross, come out of it with the rifle back. Face it. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong M, erase it and back to the mat. Hit it. Walk on, you're looking good. Tea time. Hit it. Big strong line. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong Cleveland box and back to the medicine. I want the big, strong basketball with the Wilt Chamberlain hook. Now this time when I say hit it, I want the big, strong Jackie Gleason and back to the Madison. say hit it. Birdland, till I say stop. Hit it. How about a little stiff leg there? You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, come out of the Birdland, back to the Madison. Hit it. Crazy. When I say hit it, go two up and two back, double cross and freeze. Hit it. Right there.
Okay, now, this here's a little thing called Okie Finokie Two-Step Time. Now, when I say hit it, I want you to cross your big feet and go two up and two back. All right, now, hit it. You looking good. Okay, now, get up off on the floor and let's try something else. When I say hit it, don't you go two up and two back? Give me a big basketball, whatever it is. Okay, now, hit it. You sure looking good. And now, when I say hit it again, don't you stomp your right foot two times. Give it a little wiggle right out there. All right, now, hit it. Wait a minute, the right one. The right, no, the other one. Wait a minute, it's the other one. Yeah, that one there. Okay, now when I say hit it, won't you stick it out there and stomp it twice and give it a little wiggle. Okay, now, hit it. Alright, now when I say hit it one more time, I want you to go two up with your right foot and two back with your left foot. Alright, now hit it. You don't have to stretch that far. You done ripped your britches. Well, get on home, change your overalls, and come on back in. We're going to dance some more. It's Okie Finokie Two-Step Time. Hit it! You're sure looking good.
Two-Step Time was the B-side of Larry Vern's biggest hit, Please Mr. Custer. And we began that dance with The Madison Time, Part 1, by the Ray Bryant Combo. Both of those pieces came our way in 1960. Here's one more dance story from Farron Young.
Well, I went to a hop the other night. The joint was a jumpin', everything was right. The cats are doing a bop, chicken too. But I sit along at a table far too far. I can't dance, no, no, I can't dance. No, no, can't get in the groove, cause my feet's won't move. And I can't dance, no, no, and I can't dance, no, no. Well, I went to Arthur Murray's and I spent my dough. I soon found out I was a fool to go. They showed me a waltz, two-step two. I kept a tripping over my blue suede shoes. Cause I can't dance, no, no, I can't dance. No, no, can't get in the groove, cause my beats won't move. And I can't dance, no, no, and I can't dance, no, no. She said, I can't go. She said, baby, there's something you should know. She said, I can't dance, no, no, I can't dance. No, no, can't get in the groove, cause her beats won't move. And she can't dance, no, no, and she can't dance, no, no. So I jumped into my automobile, scooting myself right under the wheel.
said to the baby, we might as well go. If we can't dance, we'll take in a show. Cause we can't dance, no, no, we can't dance. No, no, can't get in the groove, cause our feet's won't move. And we can't dance, no, no, and we can't dance, no, no.
I can't dance, I can't dance, I can't dance.
I Can't Dance is a forgotten rockabilly single by Farron Young from 1958. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. For many years, Texaco sponsored broadcasts from the Metropolitan Opera each Saturday afternoon. So, what does that have to do with the Music Box? Nothing, really, except that we haven't heard anything lately by Spike Jones or by Homer and Jethro.
When we was in the city, we was a-wondering where to go. A sign spelled out Pagliacci up in lights above a show. We thought 'twould be a western till the stage lit up with light. And 97 people sung without a horse in sight. We couldn't understand them cause they spoke a foreign tongue. But we can give you some idea of what we think they sung. All at once, there's a fat guy in a clown suit. Tain't Halloween, that's for sure. Then this here feller, this punchy Neller, begins to beller like we all was deep. That was Pagliacci, and he sung. Invest in a tuba and something or other about Cuba. He sung about a lady who weighed 280. When she takes a powder, he just starts chirping louder. And he don't do a galdern thing except to stand up there and sing. When we listen to Pagliacci, we get itchy and scratchy. This sure is top corn, so we go and buy some popcorn. We hate to go back, but we can't get our dough back. Ain't no use complaining, cause outside it's a-raining. Later, we're still in the darn theater, taking turns a napping, waiting for something to happen. Pagliacci, he ain't hurrying, but the folks on stage are flurrying, and it sounds like Ketchy Turian's Neighbor Dance. Then old Pagliacci finds a guy he's seeking, cheek to cheek, and with his wife he grabs a knife and stabs a louse who stole his spouse, and then he stabs a lady and himself. Tain't very sanitary. They all collapse, but old Pagliacci sets up, then he gets up, sings, I'm dying, I am dying, I am dying. We start crying, cause to tell the truth, we're dying too. As the footlights fade out, we see Pagliacci laid out, but the dagger never caused it. Pagliacci was plumb exhausted.
Riti Pagliaccio, so tuono rain.
Thank you.
The Raymond Scott Quintet recorded Toy Trumpet in 1937. And Spike Jones and his City Slickers teamed up with Homer and Jethro to give opera lovers a case of indigestion with their take on Pagliacci in 1953. The Music Box continues with this seldom heard single by Paul Revere and the Raiders.
I remember back a long time ago, in the days of my childhood, in the evening when the sun was sinking low, walking in the wildwood, skipping and flipping through the flowers, we go hand in hand, looking back on all the happy hours. Anyone could understand you and me, babe. Sure enough, got to be, babe.
Birds of a feather, na 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 na. We should be together like birds of a feather, na 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 na. Got to be together like birds of a feather.
You and I didn't have a lot of friends, didn't have too much to say, so they never would let us join in all the games they used to play. Seems like it was only yesterday, down at Lincoln Junior High. I remember what the kids used to say, as we go strolling by, you and me, babe.
Sure enough, got to be, babe. Birds of a feather, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. We should be together like birds of a feather, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Got to be together now.
Time goes rolling by, and they say,
you really love me.
I got a feeling way down in my heart,
that's the way it's gonna be, you and me, babe. Sure enough, got to be, babe. Birds of a feather, na 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 na. We should be together like birds of a feather, na 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 na. Got to be together like birds of a feather, na 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 na. We should be together like birds of a feather.
Birds of a Feather was written and first recorded by Joe South, but it was also a hit for Paul Revere and the Raiders in 1971. More musical surprises are ahead in the second hour of the Music Box. This hour concludes with the British soul band Sweet Sensation. Sad Sweet Dreamer was on the U.S. charts in the spring of 1975.